The Bryce Canyon. Situated in Utah State, the Bryce Canyon is one of the national parks in the United States of America, of which many stories were told. Here is one of them. Before there were any Indians, the legend people lived in that place. There were many of them. They were of many kinds, birds, animals, lizards, and such things, but they looked like people. For some reason, the legend people in that place were bad. Because they were bad, Coyote turned them all into rocks. You can see them in that place now, all turned into rocks. Some standing in rows, some sitting down, some holding on to others. You can see their faces with paint on them, just as they were before they became rocks. This is the story the people tell. The Paiute Indian legend of Bryce Canyon, as told by Indian Dick. To the Paiutes, Bryce Canyon was one thing. But to Mormon pioneer Ebenezer Bruce, the badlands of the canyon that now bears his name were simply a hell of a place to lose a cow. In 1875, Ebenezer Bruce was 45 years old. By that time, he had already served as a shipyard apprentice, a carpenter, a millwright, a sawmill operator, an architect, and a Mormon pioneer in Utah. He had also immigrated from Scotland, survived a cholera epidemic in St. Louis, and found time to raise a large family. Ebenezer traded his home in Pine Valley, Utah, for some livestock, and moved to the warmer climate of the Upper Paria Valley, hoping that his wife's health would improve. Water wasn't where he needed it, so he dug ditches to bring it from the Paria River to his farm near the present town of Tropic. To get timber and firewood from the forest along the breaks of the plateau to his farm, he built a road. Among the residents who used the road, the canyon became known as Bryce's Canyon. Bryce left the valley in 1880 and moved to Arizona. Perhaps the climate was not warm enough, or perhaps he just tired of searching for strays among the bewildering labyrinth of rocks. But he left the valley a little more habitable than when he came, and he left the canyon with the name it still bears.